Welcome back. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious on your radio. My name is Walker Staples.
My name is Whitney Schuster.
And we're sitting in the opposite chairs from which we normally do for some reason.
Actually, we switched.
And
we
Phoenix.
Have our, what might as well be our third co-host because she comes here so often, Phoenix.
Yay. So, of course, that was Dump Weed by Blink-182 off of Enema of the State. And I played it today because, I don't know, I sort of feel like crying all over everything right now. But not for any like, bad reason. Just like a, for every high, there's a low kind of thing. Mm. But now I feel a lot better because of Blink-182. And everybody's hugging me.
That's a good mood to have at any rate.
Yep, you need them sometimes.
I've enjoyed this overcast day, I must admit.
Yep.
And I guess keeping in the old school pop punk
I love you.
Vein right now, I'm going to play some Jimmy Eat World. The song's called A Praise Chorus. And now.
Thinking how you grown up or how you missed out. Oh,
Welcome back! You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious, where shirts are always optional.
Yeah. Oh, that was wonderful.
Well, that was Ojo al Cristo de Plata by Omar Rodriguez Lopez off of his album Xenophanes.
You said it. That's a lot more what I imagine our music is going to sound like.
I would love it to sound like that. Whitney and I are in a band.
Oh, yeah. Band things.
Band things.
It's fun.
What next?
Other good people, too. I'm going to play you some Fall of Troy you don't know.
Okay.
This is a song called Semi-Fiction, one of my favorite songs off of their third album, The Manipulator.
Your radio. Yay.
Waiting on my confidence to feel the knife run through. Damn you down and leave you here. We'll be right back.
Holy shit.
But it's only semi-fiction, you know, it's not entirely fiction. There's definitely something wrong with the right channel here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Ah. There we go.
Fixed it.
We figured out the yurt.
Man.
Guys,
oh, it took
we
us
figured
what,
it out.
A year and a half?
Yeah, right?
Hey.
Oh, yes, more, please.
I think
please.
I will.
Thank you.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
What the Matches song?
Oh, goodness.
What even?
You know what? We're going to follow that with...
Which one? They're all so good. Yes.
This song, where's my channel?
Oh, I'm sorry. I stole it because it sounds better.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's what I do.
All right. This song is called Sick Little Suicide, and it's by The Matches, and it's off of Yvonne Dahl Killed the Locals. You're listening to Yurt Radio.
Share his mind with the peeling paint on the bedroom wall.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Shit Is Delicious, where pants are also optional.
Mm-hmm. Everything's optional in
Never mistreat
except for good music.
It's not optional.
That's true. So during the show, we play music, regardless of genre or time period, which is delicious. We invite you to come and dance with us and sing with us and play with us. Interpret as entirely sexually as you want.
I think we should start a tradition. I think when one of us plays one of these band's songs, the
other that's
one
a great
plays
idea.
A match. But I think you should choose the name because I can't decide.
Okay. I like Ophelia.
Mm-hmm.
Deluge.
Deluge is one I was thinking of.
Oh, let's do Deluge.
Okay. This is one of my favorite, Closure in Moscow. Yes, so this is Closure in Moscow, which is a band I'm currently in the process of introducing Walker to, and Walker is gloriously introducing me to the matches, which is what you just heard. And this song is called Deluge. It's off of their album First Temple.
This Shit Is Delicious. We Give Consent. After Whitney plugs his so cool.
My computer gave consent. For
this
that.
Is This Shit Is Delicious. You have our consent.
This body's riddled with ailments. The devil's got me in his grip. Genuflect and skin me off this pavement. We share the same affliction.
Welcome back. What was that, Whitney?
I was deluged by closure in Moscow.
Deluged by closure in Moscow? That song was great.
I like that song.
Hey, Whitney. What should I do if I really like a band? Should I A, go to their shows, B, purchase their music legally but not from iTunes because iTunes is an evil empire and you can just as easily buy a real CD for much cheaper off of Amazon or something else, or C, all of the above?
I like C.
You didn't hear D. You didn't hear D.
Oh, what's D?
Well, D is to come to the yurt right now and take off your clothes and dance. Or E is all of the above, again.
Is there an optional spelling of D?
Yeah.
Because considering the band I think you're about to play, I think that might be a little more appropriate.
Oh, I don't know what I'm about to play.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I was going to play?
Well, I mean, I guess that applies to a lot of bands, but I was thinking one that's particularly close to your heart.
D.
Sure.
D. And Cambria?
D. Heed and Dambria.
D. Loused? Dead?
Dead Things.
Things? Oh, do I have any songs called Dead Things?
I don't know.
Somebody write me a song called Dead Things.
There is nothing called
Dead Things. What did you think I was going to play?
I was thinking Coheed.
Coheed? Well, I like Coheed. They're pretty close to my heart. Let's see here.
I mean, you could say that.
I like them a lot. I was in a cover band for 3 years.
What the fuck? It just keeps on going.
You want to give me... I have almost 200 Coheed and Cambria songs. You want to pass me that chord, please?
Yeah. The chord. The music chord.
Thank you.
The thing my computer gave consent to.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Because I always ask.
Always ask for consent.
You didn't hear me, but I always
Always get consent, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's see
Good
here.
Call. All
right, so now... The hole. We're going to play D... Rapid Fire Toll Booth by Omar Rodriguez Lopez off of Si Dice Bisonte... No Buffalo.
Yeah.
So if you know any, so if you know, oh sorry, so if you know any of the Mars Volta, that's an early version of Goliath, surprise. And if you don't, that was Omar Rodriguez Lopez. The album was Si Dice Bisonte No Buffalo, and the song was Rapid Fire Toll Booth. Winnie's turn again.
It was quite groovy either way. So this is a acoustic version. Oh, we have someone who recognizes. Okay. So this is a very old Emery song, one of my favorites. And this is, I'm not speaking into the mic, am I? Hello, everybody. This is good testimony to the fact that a band can be around for quite a while and just keep on getting better and also re-examine their old music and kind of make it even better, and it's really a beautiful thing. The original recording is great, and this is a live acoustic version that I actually like even better. So this is Walls by Emery.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're welcome, Emery. You're welcome. So, holy shit. That was
Aren't the harmonies gorgeous?
Yeah.
Those guys can really sing. I love them.
Holy Jesus, fuck. What was that?
Walls by Emery, live acoustic version off of one of their DVDs or other.
Okay, well, now I'm going to play Whitney some Moving Mountains.
Yeah, show me, show me.
So this song is called Forward, and it's by Moving Mountains, and it's off their EP Forward.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be this song, and then one more song, and then we'll be done for the night. Thank you for listening. You're all beautiful. This is The Shit Is Delicious on your... With one's heart and one's mouth, excuse me. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hi.
So that was Excuse the Confusion with One's Heart in One's Mouth by Moving Mountains off of Forward. Whitney, how did you like it?
I thought that was definitely better than the stuff on Numa. It's got something else to it, you know? It's like they're not afraid to...
Man, it's a lot thicker.
It's so hard to put your finger on, yeah. It's like, you know how you talked about the new album being sort of pretentious and like, oh, well, we're art rock, so we're going to use all these pedals and stuff, right? Is that your main complaint about it?
No, it's not a great album. The new one. Anyway.
It just seems like that was very far away from that entire mentality. Like,
it's true, it is. It has a lot of motion.
I think that,
that's
yeah.
the thing about Waves. Waves doesn't have any motion. Waves is Moving Mountain's newest album. Their first album was Numa. Their second album was Forward. You should buy both of those. That's Numa with a P and Forward with an F. I don't know.
So Numa with a P and an N.
One more song, I guess, even though we've only been going for 50 minutes. Unless this other show doesn't show up, which they haven't done that yet, and normally they come 5 minutes early, so maybe we'll have some extra time.
Yeah, we'll see.
But if not, what's our closer going to be?
I have to tell a little story here.
Oh, no.
Funeral for a Friend.
That can be a good way to start a story. That's a terrible way to start a story. It's Friday, I don't want that.
They are, well, one of my first favorite bands, and they're one of those bands that's very much tied in with, like, formative experiences in my life, you know, everything throughout middle school and early high school. It's like, you know, they would come out with this brutally honest, incredibly energetic music that we just absolutely fell in love with. And then they had a departure from that for many years. They started doing stuff like Waves, where they just were creating a certain kind of music just for the sake of doing it. And they kind of lost everything we really used to love about them. And then I guess what they needed was a member change, because they changed their guitarist and their bassist and took a year and a half to write this album and came out with the album Welcome Home Armageddon. And I'm going to play the first two songs off of it, which is just a short intro called This Side of Brightness, and then a song called Old Hymns. And when Nick and I first spun this, it made us feel like we were 14 again.
Yay.
So, this is This Side of Brightness and Old Hymns by Funeral for a Friend.
This shit is delicious.
This shit is delicious! Thank you. That was This Side of Brightness and Old Hymns by Funeral for a Friend, the opening couple of tracks off of their latest album, Welcome Home, Armageddon. Okay. We'll see them. It's worth it.
So if you're listening to this program, if you're listening to this program, I don't really care who you are. I hope that you're happy. I hope that you're happy. I hope that our music, this music we've been playing for you, has made you happy. Whoever you are, however old you are, I hope that where you are in life right now is a good place. And even if things seem sort of dark right now, that everything's all right. And I hope you're happy. And I hope that if you're not happy, you find happiness very soon, because I think you deserve it. And I don't know.
Everything will come back around to you. If you're in a place where you don't have, then you just got to wait it out, and you will. You will have. It comes back around.
So, yeah, those are our words of wisdom for the evening. I mean, it's 9 o'clock. The other DJs aren't here, but
I have a paper.
Yeah, I feel pretty fulfilled. Yeah. This was This Shit Is Delicious. You're welcome. You want to, you know what? Let's be real douchebags. Let's put on another one of our shows on Yurt Master. Go do it.
Well, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, did they just get here?
Aha! Hey! It's Jackson. It's the next show, folks. And this is where we will say adieu.
Thank you so much for listening. We're here every evening, Friday, 8 o'clock. Come sing, come dance, sit and listen. Dance and listen.
One thing's for sure. If our music did make you happy, it'll make you exponentially happier to come and listen to it with us in the yurt.
Or scream.
It's true. It's all true.
Jackson's testimony.
Good night.
Good night, folks.